Have you ever wanted to be on a list? Well, this guy made it on the FBI's most wanted list in 1961. We're going to talk about Edward Edwards. Welcome, angry faithful. Yes, today we're going to talk about Edward Wayne Edwards. Three names. So serial killer, right? That's one of the trifectas. Now, this guy... It's kind of weird on his span of murder, well, as a serial killer, because it says his time spans since 1977 to 1996. But the victims is another thing, and we'll get into a little bit more depth, but his victims were like 5 confirmed to 9 to 15 suspected. It's one of those things that we really don't know the span on some of these killers, because sometimes they have small amount, but they actually did a whole lot. If you watch the Apple Plus serial killer series that they had there, Blackbird, the guy only got convicted one. They wanted another one so they can keep him in the prison system because he was an evil man, and they finally got him to confess to one of the murders, which got him got out of parole. So, which this is a good series. The guy that played him, he's played into a lot of roles. I mean, even like he played in a role in Cobra Kai TV series. And yes, I know it's just not even going with the actual rest of the episode. But I like that guy. He seems like a decent fellow. But anyway, let's actually get back to the actual serial killer. My ramblings to stop. Now, Edward Edwards was born in Corona. Let's make sure. Stephanie Hawking, because Stephen Hawking apparently went to the island Akron, Ohio, in 1933. In his autobiography, Edwards wrote that he grew up in an orphanage and he was abused both physically and emotionally by the nuns there. Edwards was allowed out of juvenile detention to join the U.S. Marines, but eventually went AWOL and was dishonorably discharged. He traveled frequently in his 20s and 30s, working as a ship docker, vacuum cleaner, retailer, handyman, among other sordid jobs. In 1955, Edwards escaped from a jail in Anchorage. This city's name is gonna mess me up, and it's only in there a couple of times. Akron, Jesus. Well, no, if you actually follow the series, my reading is not good. Anyways, drifted around the country robbing gas stations. He wrote that he never disguised himself during these crimes because he wanted to be famous. After spending several years as a fugitive, he was placed in the FBI's 10 most wanted list in 1961, following a 1960 escape from a Portland, Oregon jail, where he had been held on the suspicion of impersonating a federal officer. After his 1962 capture, he was imprisoned in USP Leavenworth, for which he was paroled in 1967. Edwards claimed that that the influence of benevolent guard at Leavenworth reformed him. He married and became a motivational speaker. Edwards appealed in television show To Tell the Truth in 1972, and What's My Line? He wrote an autobiography, The Memphis of a... Metamorphosis of a Criminal, The True Life of Ed Edwards, in 1972. By 1982, he had returned to crime and was impersonating in prison in Philadelphia for 2 years for arson. Between 1974 and 2009, Edwards lived in more than a dozen different states when not incarcerated, according to his daughter April, used many false names. In 1993, a letter to the FBI found in his papers, Edward requested his criminal and history records for cities in 19 states, claiming that J. Edgar Hoover more or less gave him gave me permission to proceed. Oh, wow. With his 1972 autobiography, after I assured him that there was nothing in it bad about the FBI. And he was writing a new book about criminals he had met while incarcerated, such as Tony Provenzano, Charles Manson, and Jimmy Hoffa. The first murders, talking about the first murder, for which Edwards was convicted, took place in Ohio in 1977. William Billy Lubenko, 21, of Danielstown, Ohio, and his girlfriend Judy Stobrips, 18, of Sterling, Ohio, had been dating 8 months when Stubbs' car was found in a parking lot in the lot of the Silver Creek Meadow Park on August 7th, 1977. Her purse and shoes inside. Family members gathered in the lot the next day at Norton Police Station, aided by the National Guard helicopter, and searched the high weeds. There they found Lavoca and Strubup lying on the ground, shot point-blank range with a 20-gauge shotgun. He received a life sentence for these crimes in 2010. The second pair of murders, another double homicide, occurred in Concord, Wisconsin, in 1980, when Tim Hack and Kelly Drew were stabbed and strangled. These were referred as the Sweetheart Murders. Edwards had been questioned at the time, but there was no basis to hold him. Almost 29 years later, his connections to the crime was established by DNA testing. Edwards' own child, April Belasco, tipped off police about his possibility involvement. Edwards confessed in the 1996 murder of his foster son, 25-year-old Dante Boy Edwards, in Borton, Ohio. The victim had lived with Edwards and his family for several years. Dante? Let's find Stephanie Hawkins. Danny. Oh, okay, I messed that up. Danny, the original name was Danny Law Goldcritch. I hate burping and trying to say something. It's horrible. Grosvenor. Edwards murdered Grosvenor in a scheme to collect $250,000 in his insurance money. Danny Boy, a soldier in the U.S. Army, was persuaded by Edwards to go AWOL from the Army and took him by him to the woods near his house in Burton, Ohio. There, Edwards shot him twice in the face, killing him, and left his body in the shallow grave, where it was later discovered by a hunter. Edwards was sentenced to death for this crime in March 2011. He died in prison of natural causes a month later. Now, his death was natural causes in the Correctional Medical Center in Columbus, Ohio, on April 7, 2011, lethal injection because he died in April. He was set for the death sentence on August 31st. Wow. Now, other possible murders that they have on here that he might have been privy to. According to Philip Stamford in his book, Pantheon Alien Allen Files, Edwards may have been responsible for the murder of Beverly Allen and Larry Payton in Portland, Oregon, in 1960. Like I said, it varies because they don't know if he actually done a lot of the murders that they found more murders. Two men were arrested and imprisoned for these murders, but released from prison early. Authorities maintained that the correct persons were prosecuted, which they weren't, apparently. It's one of those things. It's hard to... Anyways. In March 2017, Detective Chad Garcia of Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, who was in charge of the Sweetheart murders case, described how the murders of Hack and Drew were solved following a tip-off from Edward's daughter, April. Garcia said he was pretty confident there was at least five or seven more murders committed by Edwards. Who knows beyond that? He gave a list of 15 confirmed and suspected victims, adding that he was less sure Edwards was involved in the Zodiac killings. Man, they just still don't know who the killer of the Zodiac. No, they still don't. Retired homicide detective John Cameron suspected Edwards was responsible for several high-profile cases, including the Zodiac killings in the Bay Area of California and murders of JonBenet Ramsey. However, his claims have been provably highly controversial. Man, we went over that case, and that was a weird case. In the media, in October 1972, Edwards appeared in a television game show to tell the truth, claiming to be reformed and denying having committed any murders, which by that time frame he probably did. Former police detective and cold case investigator J.A. Cameron published a true crime book, It's Me, Edward Wayne Edwards, the Serial Killer You Never Heard Of, and in 2014, claiming along with other murders Edwards hadn't confessed to, and that Edwards was the Zodiac Killer. The book Cameron's claims, where he met many of almost universal disdain, especially for the law enforcement. In 2017, A&E broadcast program describing the murders of Tim Hack and Kelly Drew. In 2018, investigators discovered broadcast an episode called My Father, the Serial Killer, which tells the story of how Edward's daughter realized that her father had committed so many crimes, even the Sweetheart murders, and tipped off authorities, leading to his arrest and conviction. The daughter told People magazine that Edwards had a dark side and verbally and physically abused her mother, Kay, and making the children watch videos about the Zodiac Killer while screaming, "That's not how it happened." In the episode, she affirmed that she thought her father was the Zodiac Killer. I wonder, damn, he's dead. Can't confirm that. The problem went into it. Anyways, in April 2018, A&E appeared a six-part series, It Was Him, The Many Murders of Ed Edwards, according to an article in the Rolling Stones by Emily McDowell Perry. Larry Harshen, who had also researched the Black Dahlia case. Ooh, we got to go over that one. That was actually a good case. I think I'm going to do that one next. Cameron used use of a website which Cameron believed that the authorities by Edwards Cameron efforts to reach out to Kathleen Zener, attorney for Stephen Avery, were unsuccessful, and Stephen Avery was a convicted murderer who had previously been wrongfully convicted of the 1985 of sexual assault attempted murder. After 18 years of a 32-year sentence, Avery was exhorted by DNA testing. But in an email, Zeller doubted that Edwards could have murdered Teresa Halblich, while citing no evidence which definitely excluded him. McDowell Perry claimed that Cameron established his theories in the A&E documentary, citing the lack of evidence that the Zodiac Killer's hood was made of leather, but also noted that the detective Chad Garcia agreed that Edwards had committed more than five murders in which he was convicted. And that's about it. Man, I wonder. All right, we're going to go a little bit in depth because we're at 15 minutes. So, I'm going to go into something real quick because I am interested. Because murders like this, they probably do, like, more crimes than people think. Late 1960s. Was even in the area. Let me see here real quick, because okay, he was responsible for the murders of Portland, Oregon in 1960. Two men were. Okay, so. Okay, here's what. No, it couldn't have been him. Edwards was actually captured in 1962, what we've already went over, and in which he was also paroled in 1967. Now, the Zodiac killing... Oh, shit. I might be wrong. It happened in 1968, 1969. So, he was released from prison. But, okay. Okay, he was reformed. He was in that area. Because he did that television show. But that was in 1962. There's no time frame to where, but he was a motivated speaker. I can't get a confession of him. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that be. But we have to figure out. Let me go over something else. See if I can get a definitive. I'm going to do a little bit more research on this guy. I know I only did like 18 minutes on this. I got a lot of stuff to do, and hopefully we can get a lot of other guests on some other stuff. But that's interesting. It is so interesting. I'm reading this stuff, and there's... I'm gonna order the book, Metamorphosis of a Criminal, and see if I can get a little bit more answers. Or I'll go to the library and pick it up, see if I can get it there or find it. Anyways, I'm going to get back on this one. And we'll just call it the first half, hopefully down the road after I get all this stuff. Let's see if I can get any definitive proof that he didn't. Because he was wanted since 1968. I guess that wanted stuff was for the Spanish crimes. For the... Oh, that's the Zodiac Killer. Deal. They had a couple of suspects for that, which we went over on the Zodiac Killer one. But, yeah. Sorry if this is going to be an open-ended one. I hate that. Sometimes I need to fully read these things. Anyways, thank you all for watching. Thank you for all listening. I'm going to have to get back on this one. Yeah, definitely. Goodbye.